The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Okay, I'm turning over a new leaf.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like, I know we talk a lot of shit.
No, I don't. I talk nothing but facts.
You talk a lot of shit about these motherfucking Gen Zers, too.
No, I love Gen Z.
Me, too. I think that I'm... I don't
figure it out, man.
See, that's what I'm thinking, right? Yeah. Like, I'm starting to understand their viewpoints, right?
A little bit more. I want to hear this.
Yeah, a little bit more, right? Like, and it's you know, if we were to go back to slavery days, right? And you know,
mean now? Kanye said that's now.
I know. Yeah. So, and it's, well, what happened was, I was talking to I had a family fantasy league, right? And we were all in there. And one of them, you know, we're talking shit. And one of my nephews was like, yo, I'm on the plantation. Master don't allow me to have my phone. I can't, you know, because he was quiet for a long period of time. And I was like, y'all niggas really think that, right? Like, that's you. Y'all equate
a job
to.
Well, first, we have to introduce our guest, kind of. Hey, like, well, right? Because you're deep in deep in this thought already.
Yeah, yeah. My bad. I forgot about locks. My bad, dude. I don't know why. Because they flowing.
Yeah, so is it locks like LOX or what are we talking about?
LOC?
LOCS?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't
not
it be,
LOCK.
You got to talk into the mic.
I got you.
So would it be LOCK?
Nah, that's like
jail. LOC is Lokes. Those are glasses. Think about it. Come on, Mac. You're from the West Coast. You can't can't take Lokes.
Yeah, you're right. That is Lokes.
It's got maybe LOKS. That's gay. That's gay.
I don't know.
Removing the Seattle locks is gay, but it works. It's not. That's not gay.
I don't know if it's gay.
That's a gay.
Reggie, is it gay?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
You know, it feels good when you think about it when you spell it.
See, L-O-K. French is French, so he understands that other languages have gender. You Americans don't use gender in language,
no,
but almost every other language does. And to me, if I saw the word L-O-C-K, that sounds like masculine. You know what I'm saying, masculine. But you remove that C, it's like very soft. It's very, you know what I'm saying, it softens it up.
I feel you on that one. Yeah. I feel you. So what do we? I mean, we're just gonna say it. How about that?
Since
we ain't writing the essay,
you are an engineer, so you need to know that you have to be pointed into the mic.
Right.
This is a dynamic.
Here we go. Yeah. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Really. So you yeah, for sure. You if you are an engineer,
right?
You can't be doing that French Reggie shit.
Right. Exactly. And this is one of my homies. He's a fellow engineer, and he wanted to be on the show today, so he dropped by. We threw a mic in front of his face, and he is acting like he doesn't know how to use a mic now.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to tap in with the OGs. You know, I'll be listening every now and then.
You're still moving away from
all
the mic.
All right, I just wanted to tap in with the OGs. I'll be listening every now and then, you know, past 6 years.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
But it's been 10, but okay.
I tapped in 6 years in.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's 6 years ago. That's a pause, right? I tapped in 6 years in.
I don't know.
I would have caught it.
I don't know, Frenchie. Listen, you're the expert. So if you say it, I agree. You like that. What they say?
I came here just to pause everything. That's why I came.
So, I believe it.
Are you a Gen Zer or are you millennial? You're millennial, right?
I mean, 97. What's up?
I think that's the end of millennial, right?
I think he's a Gen Z.
In between,
bro.
Right?
I think he's a no. I don't think there's in between in that. That's Gen Z.
I mean, you just asked the nigga, you got a job?
97? That's definitely Gen Z.
How do you feel about... How do you feel about...
Millennials 1981 through 1996.
Told you. And he don't have a job. He's a full-time engineer. Whoa.
And he was born in 97.
So 96 is before, so that would include...
He was born in 97. That and it ended in 96. 96. I'm going to let you do your math later.
But if you're going backwards,
You don't go backwards. Why would you go backwards?
Well, because that's where you're going. So, okay, you're right.
That's millennial.
Gen Z is 97.
You're a Gen Z.
1997 to 2012.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's a Gen Z.
I was looking at it from the beginning.
He's the leader of the Gen Z. Yeah. Yeah. He's the oldest.
He's a cusp.
Yeah,
he's a Gen Z cusp.
So what's so good about the Gen Zers, Jamie Mac? You were saying?
I mean, I think the way that they're looking at the world, right?
The work, like the workforce?
The work world, right? Like, and it's like, it's unfair, right? Like, this is not, we're not built for this shit, right? Like, this is not the way we as humans should be.
Which is true.
No, it is.
But guess what?
Every generation said that, though.
But guess what? This is going to end poorly for them.
But
is going to end horribly bad.
Because there's going to be no jobs.
So, wait a minute.
They're going to just kill them all, I think.
So, do you think that every generation said this, French Reggie? Because I don't know which generations you were around in to hear that every generation said this.
Every
generation, you like to say this.
Every
stuff.
Generation went through the phase of the dollar that they were earning felt like that wasn't enough to live.
That's not what Gen Zers are saying, though. They're not talking about the dollar.
That's not what they're saying.
What are they saying?
They're saying that
there's no hope. What's the point?
The work process, the way that it's constructed, is inhumane. It's not the way humans were designed. This is not good for us as a human race.
Okay.
We should not be.
That is them. Okay, bye.
Yeah, we should not be living like this. We should not wake up to work, to go home, to fucking rinse and repeat for your entire life.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
Man, we actually have a Gen Zer. Let's ask what he thinks about this.
Okay.
If he's actually here today. So.
Yeah.
No, I believe a lot of people feel that way.
What about you? What's your feelings?
Wow.
That's a great.
Well, you gotta have that answer in the mic, though.
Yeah. That is a great question.
Goodness,
he's like, you edit me. He's like, post-production.
Fix it later.
No, ain't no fixing. Get it right.
I mean, ever since I left the 9-to-5 work life, you know.
So you already out.
I'm already out.
So I can't, but I can barely discuss this situation.
No, you can fully discuss it because you are.
Has it been a decade yet? It's more than 5 years. How many years has it been? Like 8?
10? Actually, no, it hasn't been long. Anyways, it hasn't been long.
Okay.
So what are they saying? What are we saying?
What you doing?
What are we saying?
You can't corner a Gen Zer. I think they got baby oil.
What are we saying?
As a young millennial, I think I definitely have that thought too. But I guess for me is I understand this is part of this world. Like this cycle of work, you have to either figure out how to get in and get out or learn something to make yourself get paid through not necessarily clocking in 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But I think what they're going through, I feel like if we do reincarnate, I think what's happening... Huh?
What the fuck? What are we talking
reincarnation.
About?
Reincarnation.
Okay.
If that's a real thing,
okay.
I think what's going on with Gen Z is they're the generation that's waking up like, yo, I felt this before. I've been through this before. Why the fuck are we still doing this? Why haven't we evolved to a different way of life?
So I think you're saying they're the first ones that ever had that?
I'm not saying they're the first ones that are having that thought, but I think there's a strong... Whatever those souls that have came back, those mm-hmm. souls, they are connecting to that feeling.
How does soul ties work with reincarnation, French?
Ooh, yeah. Do they get severed?
I don't think there's a tie. I think with the reincarnation.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
You believe in soul ties.
You believe in soul ties.
Yeah, I believe. So I believe there's exchanges that can create.
So
soul
you're
ties.
Saying that it cuts? He's asked with severing. You said no. So you think it severs at death?
The souls, yes.
The soul tie.
That's weird because I thought souls were eternal. So
because again, like, what about like you don't recognize like an old soul or somebody that
French.
Maybe French. Say it with your chest.
He don't know what he's saying.
I'm just saying because I'm not talking about soul ties. All I'm saying is
I was
the people the souls that are coming back as Gen Zers are souls that fit that a lot of those souls are. Carrying that energy of like, yo, we've been there before, we've done this before, why the fuck are we still doing this? Why has humanity not evolved to another way of life?
And I'm asking, what's wrong with your soul? Why didn't it catch on to that?
My soul caught on to that, but at the same time, my soul understand this is the way of, like, my soul understand this is the Kali Yuga timeline.
The who?
The Kali Yuga timeline.
Say it again.
Kali Yuga timeline.
What's that mean? Thank you. Yeah, dude, like, look that shit up.
Kali Yuga?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that word before. The only word I've heard close to that is Caligula, but that can't be what you're talking about.
It better not be.
Because there's no such thing as a Caligula timeline. I've never heard of that either.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a party I go to.
A Kali Yuga?
I'll let Caligula. You read it, Jimmy Mac.
No, don't do that. You might get something stuck in you.
Nah, bro. I'm just staying to that. You gotta know how to bob and weave,
bro. Nah, bro. Once the spirits start flying, once they let the spirits loose.
Okay, so how do I know what I'm looking at?
Just read this.
Okay.
Just read those bullet prints.
So let me just...
Those what?
Bullet points.
Bullet prints. But it's cool. I feel like he print watch it. But okay, so let's just be clear for the listeners. It's Cali and yuga, two different words, almost like yoga. And Cali's with a K.
Okay.
All right. So start. Kali Yuga began in February 17th or 18th, 3102 BCE, after the death of Krishna. So this is some Hare Krishna shit?
Just keep reading the bullet points.
Okay. All right. All right. Two. During Kali Yuga, or duration, Kali Yuga will last 432,000 years or 12,000 divine years. I don't know the difference, but that's cool. And Kali,
neither of those matter anyway. They're both abstract numbers. Like, who's going to be alive to even know
if they were telling? It's a cycle of time.
How the fuck do they know?
Listen, the end. Kali Yuga will end in the year.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, no, bro, stop.
Bro, you're great, 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 great.
Because you asked me a question of why.
I didn't know that we were about to do this.
End in the year 428,899 CE. The next yuga, Krita Satya Yuga, will begin after the cataclysm at the end of Kali Yuga.
And that's 400,000 years from now, so.
Yeah, the Hindu god Vishnu's final avatar, Kalkin, will appear at the end of Kali Yuga to destroy the wicked and usher in a new age.
But that's 400,000 years from now?
Yeah.
This timeline is like...
So let's be clear. Let me just give it some more facts. This is Hinduism. This is Hindu astronomy.
So you said facts.
Okay, you're right.
What are we
right.
What are we doing?
I just want to
you
put
just told me that they've already calculated 420,000 years from now.
Well, the fact that this is what this is connected to, that's the fact. Not the details of it.
I need if you're going to make an outrageous claim, it needs to be something someone can observe. You know what I'm saying? nobody that's alive now saw the beginning of this or will see the end of it.
Right. Or their kids.
Right.
Or their kids' kids.
You may not even have a descendant that saw.
That explains what happens in this 430,000
listeners,
years.
I don't know why Fritz Reggie doesn't want to read it.
He said it explains it. Okay, let's hear how
that tells you why
was proposed. Because this is your thing. You read it.
All right. In Hinduism, Kali Yuga is the fourth and final age in cycle of the four ages that makes up the universal time. So it's about the universal time. It's one of the stages of the universal time.
What's the universal time?
Because you understand this a lot better than I do.
He said that shit like it's one of the stages of the universal time. We talk about, what the fuck is the universal time?
Universal time is pretty much the cycles of things that are going to happen in the universe. Right. Different energies.
You mean like years?
Yeah. All right.
That's like one of those things where you have the definition as the word and you say, what is it? It's go ahead, Fritz.
So the age that we are in right now is the age of
Aquarius.
Is the age of spiritual degradation. So
degradation.
Whoa, spiritual degradation.
Okay.
What's that word? Spiritual.
Spiritual.
Oh, spiritual. Got you.
Yeah.
So this is when the spirit gets degraded.
Yeah, and this is people are going to be more focused on the physical world and less on who they are on the inside. And then this cycle is going to last 432,000 years, and this is why ever since we know of our world history,
so let me ask
the world
you a question.
Has been the way it is.
So if that's the case,
yes,
this contradicts your idea that Gen Z has... their souls have awakened and now they're saying this is bullshit. Because what you just said was...
No, not
in
necessarily.
In this age, we're going to focus on the body and not the internals.
Not necessarily. What I'm saying is because it's taken 432,000 years, but in those 432,000 years, several cycles of souls...
We're in the 432,000
years. Yeah, we are in the Kali Yuga timeline. Yeah, this is current time right now.
I thought it said... Didn't it say...
It lasts
300 BC.
It started.
Yeah.
So 400,000.
So it started
300 BC is when? You think it's tomorrow?
No.
It
started in 300.
You know we've only done 2,000 in the common era.
It started in 300
BC. So we have
427,000.
There was three. Said 300 BC, right? Or
it started something like in BCE. Jamie Max also said that it's gonna end in like 4,000 something. So we are currently.
You said 400,000.
400,000.
And he said 300 BC. That's 300 years back to Common Era. So we're only talking 300 plus however many years we've lived, which is 2024. So we're looking at what? 23?
Yeah.
We're not even close to 400,000. No, that's what I'm saying. This is not observable. Why are we even believing this? I mean, never mind. I know what y'all do. Y'all zealots.
We're zealots?
Yeah, kind of.
But this is why the original question is why am I not worried? It's because I understand the in the universal timeline, this is exactly what's supposed to happen.
Listeners, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's not worried.
The reason why we all laughed at the same time was his mannerisms, the what he did that displayed the universal timeline
right.
as if he was actually pointing out something that made sense. And it didn't. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
That again,
it's like a rainbow.
And but it's funny because he is serious.
Sure, he's sure.
He's sure. Yeah. Like,
he's like, why doesn't it bother me? Because I'm not worried.
We're in the universal timeline
right
now.
Krishna told me.
Krishna.
All right. So there's four stages.
Have you ever seen them niggas at the airport?
There's four stages. There's the Satya Yuga, also known as the Golden Age.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
This is the most spiritually advanced age. There's the Treta Yuga, also known as the Silver Age. There's the...
Which is what? Come on, you give it a... is known as something else, though, right? A.K.A. what?
I mean, they didn't give me the A.K.A.
Oh, they didn't tell you that one? I thought you knew this.
The Flaunting Age, the fucking... Anything for likes age? What age is that? Like what? That's the age we're in right now, right? Like
no, we're in the Kali Yuga right now.
Oh, okay. So what is the AKA of that? You said we were more in the superficial, not the internal.
Yeah, we're in the materialistic. Yeah, we idolize material things in this age. More
Let
than
me
anything.
Guess. Was this book written during the material age?
This is not even a book. This is
Hinduism.
Straight,
this is what?
Hinduism. Hindu. So,
I thought he said Hinduism.
Wisdom. I thought he said wisdom, yeah.
Yeah, Hindu wisdom.
Yeah, and I just really thought he just got it off the internet, which...
He did. He's looking at it right now on his phone.
Yeah, it's a link.
It's not even an official
text. So when you
text.
Said when you said book, I was like, that's just a stretch.
I mean, they may have taken a screenshot from the book. Mm. French, what the hell are we talking about right now?
You had to ask me why about the souls, and I was like, the reason why my soul is not necessary... My soul understand in this timeline that there's going to be a lot of chaos, a lot of bullshit. And part of that is work, is the fact that people got to clock in and clock out. It's going to be a thing in this age. So for me, is the best thing to do is figure out a way to either find something you don't mind doing for the 8 hours a day, or figure out a way to build yourself a way out of that matrix. And some people figure it out, some people don't. I'm still in the process of figuring it out.
DoorDash is not the way out.
I never said DoorDash. I'm just saying.
Like, that's not, you can't like Uber your way out this bitch.
I never said that.
No, but that's what they're doing. Like, let's be clear.
Well, some kids are doing that, but I don't think that's their final plan. I think they're like,
they don't have a plan. Let's be clear.
I'll tell you what's not the plan. Scamming.
Of course, for sure.
Did y'all see that newer one that happened to Chase a few weeks ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas really did that shit. I can't believe they really thought that shit was going to work.
It's just so crazy that young people, see, what they don't understand is that when you mess that bank account up, you're not just ruining your bank account chances at that bank. If you do fraud...
Yeah.
Your chances are ruined at every bank.
Every bank.
And every job application is going to say that you are convicted of fraud. This is not something that goes away ever. And I mean forever. This is one of those crimes that never goes away.
Right.
And if you're 19 and you let somebody deposit something into your bank account and then the check is fake and they pulled the money out already, you're going to owe whatever thousands or who knows how much money is in that. And forever. Your account is your name is done.
So that you know,
even if you pay it back, you're still a fraud. You're still fraud.
So the ones of us that are old enough in this room to understand or remember the check systems, that was the thing that was back in the day. Like if you wrote a bad check on your account,
yeah,
and you know you never paid that shit. Like you was like, I got enough money, and you didn't have enough money, and your shit went fucking south. You could not get, once you was in check systems, go ahead and try and open up a bank account somewhere else. It's not happening.
Ever. No, you had, no forgiveness.
You could go through like rehabilitation programs and shit.
No,
like
you know what they could do? Rush card. Get you a rush card. That's not all you got.
I went through some shit because I ain't going to lie. I was in check systems.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I had to go through some county sponsored classes and this, that, and shit.
Nice.
And then what it was they were... with WaMu at the time.
Oh, okay.
And so WaMu, if you went through all of this shit, then you could get a bank account at WaMu. And then once you reestablish your
With somebody,
right, then you could then get back into the world, you know. But until then, it was check cashes. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I was a...
Oh, yeah, I hate that, too. It's was like 10% or 12% of your whole check.
Yeah, I'm taking my check every week to a check
cashier. And then you
got to
walk out of that bitch with cash. Yeah. It's like, niggas know you just cashed a check.
Just cashed it.
Shout out to Direct Deposit.
But wait a minute. Do y'all realize, though, this is the first time ever they convinced these scammers to scam themselves? because they were putting in their own accounts.
What were they doing? God was in Costa Rica, but I just saw people.
They were writing checks to their own and put them in a real account. And then they were withdrawing funds from those checks. And then when the check hit and said, oh, it's negative or whatever, boom, it would just take all that money.
They said it was a glitch in Chase, so Chase was accepting everything.
I thought it was.
Because Chase usually only lets you, even if you write a $700 check.
$325.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So that's how you would do your own account. But let's just say you and I had an agreement. I said, hey, man, let me use your account. I don't have no account, but if I put this, let me put this $250,000 in your account or whatever, $10,000 in your account. You give me the money, and then when the check clears, you can have it. And I'll give you a little extra sum on the top.
Fun fact. I got scammed like that.
What? How?
Back in the day.
How?
Because it's like how you
That's
get
not scammed. A fun fact. It's a horrible fact.
No, it's a fun fact because it's like how you get scammed, right? Like, I mean, how do anybody get scammed? How do most people get scammed? Their greed. Is,
greed is it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
It's, that flower you tried to get me to be a part of.
It's Susu. Susu.
Susu's are not a scam. You just, you get savings.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Did I need to break it down for you? Because no, Mac didn't see it at first either.
Listen.
The nigga that starts the flower is fucking all of y'all in the ass. And you don't even realize it.
I mean, it's just saving. It's just saving.
Nah, nigga.
Saving in
you getting
way.
Your money back with a little, with basically a pinch.
Oh, no. I don't.
To keep you happy.
With Susu's, you're not supposed to make more. It's just.
Yes. It's just
someone
group,
is making more,
right.
Though.
Right.
There's one person
that's,
making
that's
more.
The funny part that he just admitted it. No, you're okay. Not supposed to make more. Yes, you're right. You're not. But someone is.
Right.
Everybody
else, like,
whoever's first.
It's my time to get it. It's my time to get
whoever's
the money.
Whoever's first that didn't give out all that money yet is
no. Right. I don't think you remember how I started. There's a buy-in. There's a buy-in that starts the whole thing off.
Right.
That person just takes the buy-in extra. And
oh yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a commission
yeah.
almost.
Yes, yeah. That's
and then the money
is.
Goes to the flower, but
some susus are not like that. Though. Oh, okay. Like the Caribbean households, they just do it to help people save without sure. the scamming portion.
Sure. Mm. That's how we always got the third worlders.
That's why they're
because some
third
is just
world.
More like we're saving the same right. amount. It's just I need the money now, and then the next week
that's
I got to give it all
can't
back.
Get a president, bro. Yeah, that's why y'all can't get a prime minister, whatever y'all got.
That's why they. But, that's why Hillary got over.
So are you saying the Gen Zers? Are doing Uber and DoorDash to get out the 9-to-5 system? Because you still got a 9-to-5 Uber.
But what are they doing?
To really make money on Uber, you slick got to do the 8 hours.
Well, look, Lox, what are they doing? What are y'all doing to get out of 9-to-5s?
Scamming.
No, yeah, not everybody.
Not everybody?
What are the legitimate people doing
okay,
to get out of
9-to-5s? Just real quick on that scam, let's go back to the Chase real quick. What I heard is that if you couldn't use your ATM card, then you could do the digital thing, right, to get into your account. Yeah. Some people weren't, like, you have to log out. It's not like when you get your card back and you're like, okay, the transaction is completed. There's something that you had to do to make sure that when you leave, it's not accessing your account. And what was happening is people were coming in after people and they hadn't logged out completely in their account, and then they were taxing them.
That was about 2 years ago, Mac. You're talking about something else.
No, well, I saw these niggas. All I know is these motherfuckers were passing the fucking ATM card like they were in a fraternity.
That was a nigga making a joke about the niggas doing that.
They were like they were in a fraternity.
That was a nigga making a skit about.
The one you're talking about was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I think they've already closed that one off.
Okay.
But they say always make sure your system is logged out before you walk away, though.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Because you're not taking a card.
Right.
Well, normally you take your card and that ends the transaction. But if you're doing your PIN to get in or your app on your phone,
yeah.
And you have to tell it, hey, we're done.
And then they said that people were like putting super glue and shit in the ATM so people couldn't use their ATMs and had to use the app.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. That way, you know, it increases the odds of motherfuckers not logging out.
Hey, I like the new crime people because they document their crime. So it's easier. It's the best time to be a detective right now. Niggas are documenting their crimes.
It's easier. I mean, before you just had to rely on snitching. Yeah. But now they self-snitching. There's a lot of self-snitching.
You just gotta find that Wi-Fi pin.
Yeah, but I think all that shit is different anyway. There's so much information you can get just by, like, looking.
Right.
Now, because everything is digital, so everything's already there. I think it's a lot easier just anyway. But, Lox, what are y'all doing to get out of 9-to-5s? The legitimate people.
Legitimate people?
And I mean, I know you're the people you hang around most of the time are going to be like engineers or videographers and stuff. But I'm saying, like, outside of that little group of people, like, what are just a normal, average, everyday 9-to-5
used to be?
What are they doing?
A normal person. I know, like,
yeah, just a normal.
I know crazy.
No, just a normal.
What are you doing to get out of 9-to-5?
Yeah, because y'all aren't working jobs. So what are y'all doing to make money?
It sounds like this nigga know a lot of like low down. Like,
I don't know. You know, allegedly, he keeps saying allegedly.
No, honestly, I think most of these niggas on the portal, they scamming. I'm dead ass. Like, regular people. Like,
especially out here, niggas are scamming. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, for Atlanta, niggas are scamming or they selling pussy. Can I say that? They selling shit.
Yeah, weed, everything.
That's just the city, but like regular people.
Okay, it might so be as an engineer, you know that when you cover the mic,
okay,
all the sound.
Regular people?
You gotta just speak up, bro.
They might just be selling something on the side, like on some like RC shit or like regular.
It cannot be possible for everybody in your age group to be doing that.
I'm gonna tell you.
Artists.
A lot of the girls, OnlyFans. Right? And I know some of them are not making a lot of money, but they still can crack in $500 to $1,000.
Or they be scamming old niggas.
Yeah,
but,
too.
But it's not possible for everyone in your age range to be doing this.
If you're a girl that's a six and up and you at least got either titties and ass, $400 to $1,000 a month extra on OnlyFans without fucking, you can make that.
I think the regular person
a month
$400.
That's not
extra. They still got a regular job at fucking Old Navy or some shit.
So that's what I was asking. So they are working regular jobs.
But now
they working part time.
Yeah.
And then they're using the extra time to either do the OnlyFans on the side. If they're not a girl that's doing OnlyFans, like he was saying, they do art, like paintings, but it's still seductive.
You act like you ain't here, but they're selling pussy part. Like, I heard that. Like,
some
right
of them
away.
Too, but not all the girls are selling pussy.
Oh, these hoes are.
Oh, not all of them. Some of them are just selling you the idea that I'm selling pussy, but they're
what
not really
mean,
selling pussy. They're posting like, seductive pictures, but they're not really doing nothing crazy. They're just posting the pictures, and there's enough niggas that will pay for those pictures.
I wonder how much Sierra Rogers I charge for some pussy.
I don't think she's the type of girl to be selling pussy.
I knew you were going to say that.
She's making good money.
What do you think
already?
G Money would say about your statement, how you say just cape for her like that?
I don't think she'll say
that
anything.
That was such a set. French, don't fall for setups, man.
I don't think she'll say anything. But what he was saying.
Can we call her and see?
Nah, I'm back to the topic. I'm back to the topic.
Same topic.
Yeah. Some of them are either selling something else, or if they are artists or they got something to sell, they sell. A lot of them are doing hair. A lot of the girls are doing hair too.
But French, what I'm saying is all these things you're saying, like that stuff everybody's always done, but it couldn't be everybody in the group.
Right.
Like you're not saying anything that Gen Z is doing new. I'm asking
barbers.
How could you possibly be surviving if you're not working real jobs?
No, and I think this see
now, I'm not saying they're not working real jobs. Well, they're working real jobs and doing all these they either working a real job and doing one thing on the side or they got four side businesses.
I'm off now. Yeah. I was on to start the topic, but now I'm off because I think this is why they hate. This is why there's like, oh,
they who?
The Gen Zers.
Uh-huh.
I can't buy a house. I can't afford to do this. There's no way for me to do this. Well, it's because of the way you hustling. It's like you coming in, you $400 to $1,000 a month. Of course you can't afford shit.
Right.
Like this is the problem that I didn't realize until we started fucking piecing this shit out. Like the reason why you're complaining is because the way you're hustling. I feel like there's a lot of hustling backwards from what y'all are saying. You know what I mean? Like, again, $400 to $1,000 extra a month, you might as well sell nickel bags. Like, I mean,
But that's a start. That's a start. That's
that
how
isn't
they get,
a start.
But I'm saying that's how they get to become now it's actually selling pussy. It doesn't start with I'm starting to sell pussy. It start by I post a picture in my bikini and I made $400 to $1,000 a month from posting that type of picture. Next month, now I'm showing a little nipple. Next month, I'm just playing with my pussy.
What stage is
Next
Sierra
month,
Rogers
I'm,
in?
She's see, not that. She doesn't do that, bro.
She doesn't do. Don't even try her like Sierra that. Rogers, why you keep trying her?
That's this chick that French met at a club one night.
Oh, yeah.
Or he said, I met her. And we were like, so what? Tell us about that. It ended up, she just walked by and he said, hi.
They were in the same club.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same reason. It's the same way I hung out with Danny Glover.
So.
At a comedy club.
Same way me and Jesus hooked up. I went to church one day.
I'm saying. And some of them are just living off.
He talking about he wanted more wine, too. He asked, could he have my wine? You believe that?
Who, Jesus?
Yeah.
Like, here's some water.
That nigga wanted my wine, too.
I got a bottle of water
like,
for
ain't
you.
Ain't this your blood?
But they are the hustling backwards Gen Z. I can agree with that. But I think the biggest problem with Gen Zers is because they feel like what they're making, even if the ones that have a decent job, feel they don't have a lot of buying power compared to previous generations. I think that's their biggest problem.
Yeah, but
the ones that are actually working.
But that's actually not their fault.
Yeah, but I think that's their main grip with the timeline.
Gripe,
my bad, with the timeline.
There it is.
Yeah, it's like, yo, I'm making money, but now I really can't buy shit. You know, even
But neither can grown people. That's the crazy part. Old people can't buy stuff no more. It's done, bro. This is over. If you don't own something or are in a position where you're about to be able to own something within the next 5, at the most 10 years. If you don't own something by 10 years, you will never own anything.
And by something, you mean a house? Or?
Yeah, or property. Any property or whatever. Right. It don't have to be a house, but land or...
Or asset?
Whatever. Or, if you don't do it in the next 10 years, you will not probably get a chance to do it. Just based off of the fact that how the banks are doing everything now, they're just buying...
You don't think it'll crash?
Subdivisions, huh?
Yeah, no, right.
You don't think a crash will happen because at the end of the day...
Sure, but guess what happens when you crash?
You save the banks?
Everybody else crashes.
Right.
We crash... And they get bailed out. They're too big to fail.
And that's the problem. Like, you know, they, like you said, these fucking cash offers and everybody's, you know, these even new houses are being bought up by corporations. Mm-hmm. It's not
BlackRock, subdivisions.
Man. Yeah, whole subdivisions. Like, you're right. Yeah, you know what I mean? He's like, come rent. Like, I saw a thing and it was like, whole new subdivision, rentals only. And I was like,
with Gen Zers, they don't mind renting. Because they don't want to deal with
the backward hustle. Like
they don't want to deal with the headache of being a homeowner, like fixing the AC and shit.
That's like saying I want pussy, but I don't like it wet or whatever. Like you got to take the good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right example.
Yeah, no, that's a good analogy.
Listen, maybe I like pussy, but I don't want to get married.
It's the way it is.
I don't want to get it wet.
No. It's the way it comes, bro. It comes wet. So like it
always. It don't always come wet. So if you were in prison, does that always come wet too?
I don't know. There's no pussy in prison, brother.
It's booty pussy. Did that shit come wet?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. But I.
So you saying they're hustling backwards for not? Because some people like to make a good argument is better rent than buying.
I don't know that argument though.
I don't understand. I mean, sure. A lot of people believe that.
Yeah, sure. If you don't want responsibilities, right? Like if that's what you're saying, like I don't want to have anything, you know, I don't want to be responsible for anything, like maintenance or upkeep or fucking any of that shit. Like if something happens, goes wrong, I just call.
No, none of that shit matters. The only thing that matters is what's your net worth. If you don't have a net worth that matters, you will not be one of the people that'll be chosen for the next thing, whatever it is. There's just no way. Nobody's going to give it to you on a promise, on an idea of your potential. If you are not an owner of something, you have no collateral.
Right.
And that's all that matters in wealth, is what is your collateral? No, you cannot borrow money from me. Why? Because you don't have any collateral. And if you've been a renter your whole life and you own nothing, you have no stake in the game. Mm-hmm. Now, the person who owns the property that you've been paying, you've been giving them stake for however many years you've been living there, but you're not gaining any more ground to put yourself in a position to be able to leverage what you own for anything else. Because the only way you keep climbing is by having some collateral to borrow a little bit to make yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like that's the
game.
The only way. There's no other way. And if you convince everybody that they don't need to own anything, that means that y'all talking about the caste system, that's the caste system.
Yeah.
But they said that you'll own nothing and be happy. That's the plan.
Was that in that link you sent or you was talking about? Is that the divine timeline? Is that all in
Project 2025?
No, that's World Economic Forum.
I thought there's the Hare Krishna shit you was just talking about.
Oh no, that timeline is just talking about there's gonna be disaster. It's gonna not be good for people, and that's part of it, right?
So which part of history was good for people?
Right.
I'm just checking. I'm asking for.
There hasn't been an age that was like perfect. If that's what you're saying. No, there's never been a perfect age. Yeah.
It hasn't been perfect for anyone.
We got to take our wins. That's right. Take the wins, bro.
I mean, but this is the thing, right? Like, regardless, even before it was this age, right? Like, where we were in this whole, like, materialistic age, and you still had to work, right? Like, even, like, if we go back to that series, 1883, or just that time period, right? There wasn't, the corporate system that we have right now wasn't necessarily in place, but you still had to work, my nigga. Like it was one of those things, like if you don't kill it, you don't eat. So you had to get up in the morning to go to figure out how you was gonna eat tonight, right? Like you had to build your homestead, you had to clear the fucking land, you had to fucking do shit every day just to exist. So that's no different, right? I mean, we want to call it different, we want to make it seem like a job is different, but the fact is, you got to get up.
I think it's the nuance of the jobs today. I think that I don't think it's because people. I don't think people have a problem going working.
I do.
I think people have a problem.
You're lazy.
I think the problem is they hate what they're all working on, what they're doing. I think
COVID.
If they,
COVID activated these motherfuckers. For sure. Let's be clear. COVID activated these motherfuckers because when you got to sit home and get out, dropped out of the matrix, and money was coming in, but you weren't working, and you're like, this feels great. Why not? Why can't this be reality? Well, actually, it is reality. Let's just keep doing it this way. Like, well, I think COVID, fuck the other way.
I think COVID is a major part, but I think it's the influence the in social media age that people see people that are not necessarily clocking in make hella money by just being online. And I think a lot of the Gen Zers have, that's their problem. Like, for example, right now with Hawk Tour Girl, she's about to do a podcast, got a major deal. That's not a, that I'm happy for her, good for her, she was able to hit a lick. But now you are telling young people that, damn, all you have to do is degrade yourself on a little video.
She didn't degrade herself.
It doesn't matter.
He's
like,
talking about sucking dick.
It doesn't matter, Jamie Mac.
Is that degrading?
If you're a young girl, if you're a 14-year-old girl and you like doing calculus and you see this girl that just said, oh, he's Hawk Tua and about to get $1 million podcast.
I feel like she gave great advice.
Jamie Mac, the point is, it's not something that like you can inspire the younger generation to strive for, because the kids that are doing their homework, doing their schoolwork, getting their scholarship, and they're like, yo, I can't even make I'm making 100K and I'm broke. But this girl just said Hawk Tua and she's getting a deal?
But why?
She's going to South Korea?
Yes, because let me tell you why.
Because that's what the market says.
No, let me tell you.
That's what I tell
the market
myself.
Says, yes. But let me tell you why that's so... Everything that's happening right now happens in the music industry. And okay. it's like identical.
Okay.
So around the time when Atlanta really got on, you know...
Outkast got on?
Outkast.
2006
Outkast, this is after Outkast. This is when Lean With It, Rock With It.
2006.
And all that shit was happening, right? What the industry recognized was, I could invest, give you a $2 million advance and record you an album, all these big name producers and all this stuff and all these moving parts, mm-hmm. and I can have this $1 million video and we can do all these things for you and it'll sell records. But guess what? I can also just sign every group in Atlanta for single deals and let's see what they come up with. And we'll just keep letting them come up with it. We're going to give them $25,000 as opposed to $2 million now. So I'm going to give you $25,000 single deal. You're going to make a single. And hopefully, I'm going to sign you on a single that's already going to be a hit. I take that one hit, and I'm going to give you $25,000 so you can make some more singles.
Soulja Boy, who?
Exactly. And so everybody's making these simple-ass beats and these simple-ass songs. But I don't care if D4L has a great album. I just care if they got a single and maybe two. And if I can get two records off of that album, and I get two from Laffy, that's D4L, or whoever, who was the nigga, Spaceships in Atlanta? Who was that? Fabo. What group was he in?
I don't know.
I'm talking about all those niggas.
Yeah.
All of that whole thing, right? I can just sign all of them, and I don't care that I don't get a lot of hits from it, because all I need is a couple.
Yeah.
Because two hits, three hits, a quarter, I'm good. And all those other, we only gave him $25,000, so it's not like we broke the bank, right?
Right.
The idea here is that the music is easier, the rap is easier. I don't need you to be a specialist. I don't need you to be Dr. Dre. I don't need you to be Nas. You can be simple as fuck, have the dumbest rap whatsoever, because I know that I can make millions profit off of that one single. Even if it's hit or miss, and it's so hit or miss. But I got 10 singles out of this big group of people that I had, right? The idea here is I can make that happen over and over and over and over and over again with a little work for me, and I'm only giving $25,000 single deals here. So it cost me almost nothing. The fans love it, and now I have so many people to choose from. Same thing goes. Hawk 2 Spit Girl, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm a company, I say, okay, well, this one girl, we can give her, let's give her $20,000. Let's give her $30,000. We're going to put her in a place to make a podcast, and we're going to take so much money from her on the podcast side. Mm-hmm. That $20,000, we're going to send her to friends. We're going to put her on all these little interview shows and Good Morning America. We can do all that. That don't really cost too much.
Yeah, it's relationship.
It costs money, but it doesn't cost too much.
Just the flight.
But just the fact that how much money I'm going to make off of that. And look, all she had to do was say Hawk 2 Spit. What's the buy-in for that for somebody who's a content
the
creator?
The nigga that does the street interviews didn't get famous from it. It's her that got famous.
Right. But my point, though, is that you're going to meet a Hawk 2 Spit girl every day somewhere.
And she was drunk. If she ain't drunk, I don't know if he'd
if
come off like
that.
If
you go out to clubs or you go out to places like that, you're going to meet a Hawk 2 Spit girl every single night.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So now this generation is seeing only that six as like somewhat.
And look what the buy-in is. All you got to do is say something funny.
And then
I can say something funny.
Not just like make enough money to buy groceries in a house. Nah, you got a little stash too. You can invest a little. You got an extra money too. So there was a time.
I saw a window sticker.
There was a time.
There's a window sticker now that says. There was a time
like you wanted to be in the NBA, but your teacher was like, okay, your teacher can still get a car, can get a house, can have a decent life and have summers off. But now the teacher got to work Kroger on the side and drive Uber on the side. So now it's not even inspiring to be the teacher.
And they getting shot.
Yeah, and they getting shot. So now this generation is seeing like, yo, okay, I can't even be the teacher no more. Like, at least there was a time I could, yeah, I didn't make it to the league, but I've always had a thing for math, and now
I got to push back on something you said, though, real quick.
All right, what?
Because you said motherfuckers making 100K and still broke. That's just bad poor. That's just bad money management. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not making 100K, but, and I'm not broke.
But I'm so, not broke. So, nigga. So trust me. But some are. Because what happens is a lot of those people that got to the 100K, they changed their lifestyle now because they're making 100K.
That's their problem.
But that's also part of the design of not, especially our culture, where we don't have financial literacy or don't even understand how this shit really works. You know, I got extra money now, so I got to get the Benz. Instead of, no, still drive the Camry, nigga. No payments. That shit going to last 300K miles.
Nah, I get the Benz.
I was at an apartment complex, and the motherfucker in there had a Maybach. I was like,
oh, wow. He probably rented that shit, bro.
Niggas
be renting cars.
I guess, but I was like, yo, it's been in there for, it's been parking in there regularly. And I was like, nigga, why you gonna? I get it, man. Like, I mean, I get it. I don't, but
are they at least luxury apartments?
They inside the perimeter, but nah, they're not luxury.
Is it
apartments.
Condos or is it?
Nah, just regular apartments. Nah, they nice. Definitely. They're not. Let me be clear.
If you got a Maybach, that shit got to be in a garage. I'm sorry, it can't be in a. Yeah, so
you know
I'm
what? He probably bought one that was very old.
I guess,
it's
but
probably
still,
like 10 years old.
But it's still the problem with that is the maintenance, right? So yeah. Again, it's old. Now you're gonna have maintenance, and the maintenance on a Maybach. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I know what maintenance on a Mercedes is.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. You know what I mean? So yeah. to bump that up, you get a fucking new headlight. That shit gonna run you damn near a grand.
What the fuck any of this got to do with Harriet Tubman?
Okay, because again, Harriet Tubman was the one that freed the slaves, right? She was trying to get them out of their environment, right? Take them. From their current slave mentality, right? Yeah. Their mindset. And not to say that it was just a mindset. They wanted to leave, but they didn't know how. She's like, just follow me, my niggas. I'm going to take y'all to somewhere, to a land where you can things can be different. It doesn't have to be like this. You don't have to live on a plantation working for this motherfucker. You know, doesn't have to be your life. And I feel like that's what they're trying to do. Like the Gen Zers, they're trying to be like to everybody else that's working 9 to 5, like, listen, we're gonna do something different, and it's gonna. I don't know how great it is. Again, I don't. It might be a worse plantation, to be honest with you. At the end of this, all said and done, but we're willing to take you somewhere else. We're willing to try to lead the way.
Yeah,
out
but
of this.
At least Harriet came back from somewhere. Like, yeah, it's good up here. Right. These niggas yeah. Like, I don't know. But where we gonna try though?
Where are they trying to go?
I said I don't know, but I know where they're not going.
I think the cool thing for Gen Z because they have the internet. There is an outlet they can find a way to make money without necessarily clocking in 9 to 5. So they do have that, and they should explore that.
It just doesn't.
But they
doesn't make
sense. Can you play video games? Like I see these commercials, these motherfuckers, these ads and shit, where they're like, "Oh, play solitaire, and you can make this, that, and the other."
$300. Niggas be doing surveys. There's niggas that do surveys all day for $400 or $500.
No, but it's not $400 or $500. They've done studies. This is where my brain comes back into like, no. All this is bullshit. These motherfuckers are not. There's one or two people that's hot to spitting. Everybody else is broke as fuck. They're not making $400 a month. Not even $400 a month. There was a lady who, she was like training AI.
Right.
And she was working for Amazon. Of course, Amazon's not paying her directly. They had a contract company that basically hired them. And what they do is they go on and they train the AI. Like those little squares that have like. Point out the bicycle.
Right.
You do it. You do all those puzzles, things like that. Or it'll show you a picture of a woman, and then you outline the woman's shape so that the computer starts to learn what's a person and what's not a person. Right. Things like that. And you train. It's like 11 cents per thing. It's not real. It's all phony. And the problem is that people keep pretending like, oh no, it's people making money. No, there are not. And if there are, where are the receipts? Don't give me no content creator that's got 10 million subscribers. Give me a regular person because that 10 million subscriber person is abnormal.
Right.
That's not real. That's almost make-believe. It's one or two. Hawk to Spit is not talented. And we all see that and know that. We don't think she's going to have a future. I don't. I mean, maybe we do. Do we? Does anybody? Because French said it like he was proud. Of her.
Well, no,
no, I'm says, proud of her. Well, he's like, I'm proud of her.
No, I'm glad she hit a lick, but
but she didn't hit a lick.
Well, when we say talent, are we talking about the head game, what that mouth do, or what? Because I feel like
she probably can't even suck dick.
Yeah. She know how to keep it wet, though.
She know somebody told her how to keep it wet. We don't even know she's talented at that.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, I would need to see her suck a dick and do the hot tooth on it if we're gonna call her talented.
Me too.
A podcast for what? What the hell? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She has no future.
Right.
I don't care what you think. Like, yeah, well, yo, she can do it. And I remember me and Cam had an argument about T-Pain way back in the day. I was like, this shit ain't gonna last more than a summer or two. And of course, T-Pain is one of the biggest artists ever. I was wrong on that one.
Right.
But man, I haven't been wrong on many others. It's just there's some things
right.
that, you know, T-Pain also had talent behind what he was doing.
Yeah.
It was a gimmick. But lucky for him, he actually had some real talent there. There was something to chew on once the novelty wore off.
Right.
Tell me what Hawk 2 spit. Nothing. Have you seen one of her interviews?
No.
Is she charming?
No.
Is she funny?
No, but they're going to milk that meme to the death.
There's no milk. The milk is dry. The money's already been made. The money was made when they signed that contract because there were endorsements with that contract. They'll never make another penny. They're going to make. I mean, of course, there'll be the buzz in the beginning.
Yeah,
everybody's going to want to go see what the Hawk 2 spit girl says, but then they realize, oh, she's not even charming?
Yeah.
Okay, well. No, but
she's
they've
not
already
sucking
made,
dick. Like I showed up because I thought she was going.
I thought she was a nasty motherfucker.
I thought she was going hot two spit on some
but,
shit.
But I think that's what's happening with Gen Z is they are only. Because I was just saying when you stepped out, I was saying like there was a time like, yeah, you had the hoop dreams.
Yeah.
But you still saw your teacher make enough money to get a nice house, drive a Camry, go on vacation in the summer, do things. But now the teacher's got to work Kroger and do Uber on the side.
Ooh, what teacher's working Kroger and doing Uber on the side?
When I was in high school.
That's called spending issues. You have a spending problem. If you're a teacher
say teachers make, what, 40 to 60K?
Are you kidding?
On average.
No.
I don't know about average. New teachers, when I was young, new teachers made $27,000 coming in the door.
That's when you was young.
That's 26, when I was young. Yeah. They make way more. They make 40, 50 now probably out the door. And a seasoned teacher probably makes almost $100,000.
But he already said that $100,000 is you can't, you broke.
I didn't say that. I'm saying
you did say
I'm
that.
I'm saying there's people that make $100,000 and they're saying they're broke. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm broke.
Well, if you make $100,000 and you are broke, you have a spending. Right. You need to budget. You need to get out a budget and follow that bitch.
No shit. If you make $100,000 and you're broke all the time, you need to stop spending so much.
Right. The budget is not popping. Because like I said, I don't make $100,000 and I'm not broke.
So. I'm not broke either.
So again, and then you don't make $100,000, right?
Nah.
So
I'm
again,
super cheap.
So then why we can't put that out there then.
But that is the rhetoric out there right now.
But it's not reality.
But I'm just telling you what the people are saying.
That what?
That they're saying $100,000, they're making $100K and they're broke. Some are even saying $100,000 ain't no money.
Yeah, but but is this person also trying to be the man on Instagram? Cause you can't be the man for you know less than another 60K.
Am I lying? Am I not niggas saying that?
Niggas be saying that.
That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of niggas out there.
Let me tell you about what those people have never done.
They never made $100K.
Made $100K.
Right.
They have no idea what they're talking about. They heard somebody say, "Man, $100,000 ain't nothing no more."
Right.
They've never touched $100,000. They've never seen $100,000.
That's what I'm saying. Like them $100,000 paychecks. Let me get you right, bro. Like, what are you talking about? Like, biweekly, weekly? You gonna see that. You're going to be like,
you're going to hate the taxes, but you're going to still be all right.
You're going to hate taxes no matter
what.
Yeah,
right, you're still be all right, man. That's why.
For sure, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
If you making six figures and you talk about you broke, you tripping. But I realized, again, when I first started this thought process, I was like, okay, these Gen Zers are the way they identify the workplace environment, and they correlate it to being like a plantation, right? Like, and they're like, okay, well, this is slave work, right? Like, we're not designed to be like this, that, and the other. Where me personally, I never even questioned it. I just like, this is what it is. Like,
you're a drone.
This is what we do. You go to fucking work. You gotta have to do something to make a living. Like, the opposite of that, they have a word for it. It's called a bum. Like, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, and that seems like hard work to me as well. You know what I mean? You talked about, you know, doing all of that fucking AI training for 11 cents a minute. You're doing a whole lot of shit for nothing, right? Like, so niggas are standing out in the hot ass sun.
She said her check would be like $72.
Right. Both routes or hard.
Niggas standing on an intersection and an off ramp with a sign, nigga, all day, you know, with ants crawling up in your ass.
I hate
that. Seems like hard work to me, nigga. You know what I mean? Sure, you're not working. You could leave anytime you want.
But the sun is fucking you up.
The sun is fucking you up. You got nowhere to go, nigga. You look bummy as fuck. Like, you hungry. Like, that
I hate those niggas. That, like, if you're a grown, able bodied man, there's no reason why you should be asking.
That ain't, that
sounds just like a Haitian.
That's not, I mean, that's work to me as well. And I don't, you know what I mean? And tonight, you still don't know where you're going to sleep. Not me. Like, I'd rather be able to have a key to
a place.
So
you're not, you don't believe in the people that are on the side of the road are fakers and they have nice houses, not nice houses, but they have a house and they just do this because they don't want to work?
Nah, not the way they, I mean, if they're really good actors then, because again, like they're like fucking Daniel Day-Lewis. Like they,
right.
they're like,
method actors.
They're really into
like,
it.
Like, I mean, I'm sure the guy with the dog, he's not faking it. But sometimes, you know, you're like, are those Jordans you got met? Did you just put some fake mud on your Jordans?
So like, just coming back from my trip, this chick hit me on, I was coming off on what, 53rd off of 285, exit 53. I forget what it is.
Right, I was like, 53rd? What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, exit 53. And the bitch was, she was tweaking, I think. She was on some shit. But she hit me with the universal hungry sign, right? Like, you know, can you got any food? So I reach in the refrigerator real quick. I'm at the light. You know, it's red. And I'm like, listen, I don't got no money. I don't keep cash on me. But I do have some food in this refrigerator, and I'm about to be done here. I got some shrimp and corn chowder, girl, from Sam's Club. This shit is smacking.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit was...
I would have urged you if I was a bum. I'm like, ugh, what is that?
She kind of did, bro. And that's my thing. I was like, see, don't do me like
she
this.
She might not be... She might not...
She might be allergic.
She might not be, like, hating on you. She might not, like, what the fuck? Clams.
If you hungry...
No, bro.
Nah, nigga. No, you ain't never seen a nigga hungry.
Okay, so if shit is sitting there with, and you hungry.
It's a nigga, and it got what in it?
Corn.
It ain't just
corn.
Shit.
Corn. Still got
niggas,
corn in it.
Niggas will eat the pick
You're
that
not
corner.
Eating that,
niggas
You're
will
not
pick that corn
that.
Out
just
if you really, if you get hungry
nigga.
Enough.
Nah.
If you hungry enough. Niggas
you're
is eating raw
eating
animals,
shit.
Nigga.
Raw animals and shit is two different
niggas
things.
Niggas ain't you eating raw animals.
But
you're
what
not, are you talking about?
You ain't never seen somebody grab a...
You got two options. A raw animal or shit.
You
why would I pick shit?
Somebody eat a raw animal, nigga.
Right out the water, nigga. Just eat that shit like on a load,
fucking
nigga.
Fucking apocalypto ass.
Like, you just grab that fish and eat that belly,
you
nigga. You don't even...
have never seen this.
I'm not saying... I've never been that hungry. But I'm telling you, if you are that hungry, nigga, like on a remnant.
She when that wasn't
nigga,
that hungry, bro.
When that nigga caught that, no, she wasn't. She wanted some dope. She wanted some dope because she looked
or
at
a cheeseburger, my nigga. Have some regular shit. If you're going to give a nigga some, stop being bougie.
I did have a salad in there, but I couldn't get to the salad because, again, I'm at the light.
Yeah.
I did have an apple pecan salad.
I wouldn't
with
want that either. I'm bro, like, that, can I have some real food, my nigga?
Nah, there's the chicken apple pecan salad that they sell at
Walmart. So you're saying they're not Harriet Tubman?
They're not. They're not. I'm not following them niggas. I'm not, because again, I don't know. Like he said, Harriet had been someplace to say, this is where I
you
know it's better.
You saw it in her eyes.
Right. I know it's better. Follow me.
Right.
Like they're like, hey.
Gen Zers can't even make eye contact.
I got no idea where we're going, but follow me.
Right.
Like I just
it
know.
It just feels right. This feels like the right direction.
Right. I just know I don't want to be on this plantation no more. But you know, like there's wild animals, nigga, and fucking other slavers out there that are fucking killing niggas and raping. Like there's the outside world. Ain't just, I mean, this plantation, you got three hots and a cot. And you got to work. You got to get up and do your shit. And you talk back, you might get fucked up. But you just don't talk back, right? Like, this is the basics of this plantation, right? Not all plantations are the same, right? Just like not all companies are the same. Some companies are fucking great. They love working for companies like, I don't know, where they got the fucking slides and the fucking beanbags.
Like
and
Google
the,
and shit.
Yeah, and all this other shit, you know what I mean? And great benefits and shit, you know, you getting all this time off. So there's different aspects to it all, right?
Yeah.
But everybody is just like, fuck it all. Like, these Gen Zers are like, fuck it all. I don't want to do none of it. Like, this is not fucking the fluorescent lighting is bad for our health. Yeah. We shouldn't have to live like this. Like, this is unconstitutional. This is my God-given rights and shit. And it's like,
God don't exist.
I feel like I was happy to be in the way I was. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I am not lying. I hated all that shit. And I may be part of the problem because I may have fed my children all of this. And it's spread. I mean, not my fault by myself.
Right.
But me and people like me probably are at fault. We saw our grandparents work till they died.
Right.
Even though that was back in the day, it's supposed to be like all these things,
retirement,
pension,
social
all stuff.
Security, pension.
I still saw my grandparents, you know, work until very late in their lives.
Right.
My parents are going to work until late in their lives. I'm going to work until late in my life. I've put this idea in my kid's head that, you know, this is all bullshit, right? And it was rhetoric that I was just saying. But I think our generation, we really taught the next generation that it's bullshit. And then they taught that, then by proxy, the next generation is like, oh, well, if that generation, they're still kind of caught in that shit, but I'm not going to do it because
I'm not even getting caught in that.
But I really think the biggest problem is buying power. But yeah. Jimmy Mack did make a good point of hustling backwards, so that's probably the problem. Mm-hmm. But I think that biggest problem, because I remember when I, like six, seven years ago when I was like 21, the shit I could have done with the little money I was making at that time, ain't no way they can do it now. 21-year-olds can do it now.
But I think there's a problem with that whole concept, right? Because you're so interested in buying power, but the message shouldn't be increase your buying power unless the message first was increase your saving power or your investment or your portfolio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buying power is the last power.
True.
Not the first. So like, oh, I can afford a Benz now. I'm going to go get that Maybach.
Right.
That shouldn't be your first purchase. If you don't have your investments, your any kind of portfolio lined up, any kind of
assets.
Yeah,
that's true, but I think I'm speaking for the young person.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm speaking for the young person because you're not telling them the real. You're giving them half the story.
Oh, okay.
Just because you can afford to buy a Maybach in money, that doesn't mean you can afford to buy a Maybach in your life.
For sure.
Have you done any work on investments? Have you done any planning for retirement? Are you investing in a 401k? Are you doing anything that's going to help you on the other side of this? Or is this all the money that you have? And yeah, you can afford to buy it in cash, but can you afford to buy it in life?
Yeah.
And that's what the message that they never got is like, yeah, you have black people have $1 trillion buying power. So we're okay, I get it. But we don't really. Just because we have the money to spend doesn't mean we should be spending that money.
Fact.
So saying that we have that buying power is kind of a, it's kind of a lie. It's kind of like it misleads you.
Yeah, yeah.
It misleads you.
But you don't think
I say we need to get Jewish and just be like, listen, we ain't spending shit. Like we need to be known for being cheap, flashy.
I think we should start it like color Blackish.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a show.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Still-ish.
Negrish.
Bluish.
Negrish.
It's kind of like a...
Bluish? That's a little offensive. But I guess negrish is kind of too.
I mean, it's not necessarily the color. You know, I mean, I'm not talking about the ultra black. I'm not talking about them.
Come on, man.
What?
We're not talking about a color. We're talking about a people.
Well, so then bluish seemed to work. I thought you was talking about it being offensive because, you know, that's like, you know, we blurple. You know, you call a nigga blurple.
But we're not black either, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Why do a color at all? Let's do something like...
It's the ooish from the Jew, right? Mm-hmm. So you get the black, the BL, mm-hmm. and then the ooh from the Jew, and you get the bluish.
It's not working for me.
It's not
that was a good one, though. You try.
I tried it. Like, I'm trying to make it work. It's not about a color. It's more about a combination of thoughts and cultures.
Man, we just need
cultures.
To do CMB, man. Like we always talk about, we just got to start doing CMB, and that's the first thing.
So, Lox... Just based off all that we said so far on this show, what are we on point or are we not? We're way off on Gen Z.
No, y'all right. Niggas don't want to work, but they got to work. So,
but then that's the thing. Like nobody's ever really wanted to work.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's like, hey, I want to do. I want
to. I think my wife is the only person I know that loves going to her job. Like she loves.
But I think Gen Z.
I don't mind doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Right. It's just. I mean. It's. I don't. Like. It's not one of those. Like my old jobs where I'd be like, fuck, I gotta get up and do this shit.
No, my wife. She's created a family at her job, and she's the mama. So
yeah,
she loves it.
I think.
That's what you gotta do. Like you said, find something that you can do that you like doing for 8 hours, and you'd be straight. Right.
That's how you start. Because I think the best thing to do is find a way to get out. Because the thing is, people just want their time. I think their problem is like, why the fuck do I have to clock in at 9? And leave at 5.
This is the
people
problem.
People really want their time
again.
Back. That's really the biggest problem.
Let's go back to pre this fucking corporate shit. You didn't still have time, nigga. Like I said, you still had to go fucking clear the field. You had to go chop trees. You couldn't just be like, I'm just gonna sit on the porch, nigga. No, you had to build a porch first, nigga. You had to go get the wood. You had to go do this. There was not a time where you could just fucking sit on your ass and the world was gonna be okay. Your life was gonna be fucked up you didn't get up and do shit. Like you still had to get up at the fucking dawn. You still had to go fucking do shit.
Yeah, but that same generation didn't have to get on the phone and look at people their age and compare their lives and be like, oh, this girl don't have to do that?
That's the problem. Then.
She
that's
got
what,
a...
That's what you're saying.
They give her a porch because she just looked good? Oh, damn, this dude didn't have to do that shit because he hit a parlay that was crazy? Yeah. Yeah, like, and so they like, oh, I don't want to do shit no more. And that's the problem.
So it all comes back to social media.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're not comparing lives. They like, because think about it, if you're a white girl that's kind of cute too, that's working her ass off, went to school, did all that shit, and then you just see this girl just say hawk to her and they're throwing her bags. You're going to feel some type of way. Now, you got to understand the reasoning, like Beyonce just
explained.
Especially
if your head game is on point.
But if you feel like, yo, I did everything they told me to do, and I just have to spend $300 in groceries, and now I got to wait.
Well, also, the crazy part is you do everything you're supposed to do, and that means you get a 40-year career.
Yeah,
it's not like you get a gift.
Right. Yeah, so it's
you get to stay here for 40 years.
So I think that's the problem.
And get
I think
watch.
That's the problem is they're comparing
they don't
lives.
Get watches away, don't
they're comparing lives. That. And because they're comparing lives, they're going to be miserable.
And it's I remember we always had that kind of comparison thing, but I believe that before it was the social media, like we had the lifestyles of the rich and famous, right? But it was the rich and famous.
Was far away.
Well, and they had done shit, right? Like the reason why they were rich and famous was because they were, you know, owners of fucking some, you know, major corporation.
Successful company,
right, something, right, that qualified them to be rich and famous. Yeah. When you see a motherfucker that's just a random become rich in your eyes or famous, then it's like, what the fuck? Why not me?
Yeah, and that's the problem.
And it goes back to the lotto, right?
It goes back to the music, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you know how many rappers came out where you're like, I could do that or better.
Or better.
The whole period after Laffy Taffy and so all since then.
Right, no, it's still happening.
That's what I'm saying. From the Gucci Man to whoever it was, right. It's like, well, he's not that great. I think, well, Gucci Man actually is better than a lot of people. But, you know, you get the gist of what I'm saying. Anyway, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, rarestsilence.com, where you can check out all the shows on the network. Follow us on our socials. Other than that.
You know what? I wanted to ask. Leave us a fucking, some feedback. Like, go on a fucking Apple Podcast or and leave us a comment. Like, you know what I mean? Whether you like the show, don't like the show, anything. We used to get a lot of fucking, you know, 5-star reviews. Give us a review. Like, and tell us what you think.
I haven't even checked that in years. There might be some on there.
No, I've looked, back on Apple. I've looked at Apple. I've looked at Apple. It wasn't nothing in recent, but
we haven't asked.
Yeah, we haven't promoted it. We used to promote it all the time. We wanted people to fucking go on and review us and we would fucking holler back at y'all. So, yeah, let's get back to that.
All right, so keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.